Now we go to reports. Subset A is second reading of the ordinance 2019-03. This is Title 18. Mr. Barnier was unable to be with us tonight. Daniel, you want to give a staff report there? I saw your signature on it.
Sure. I'll try to be as lawyerly as possible here. In comparison to the first reading, there have been very minor revisions that have been made. All are really just meant to be more clarifying in language to clarify what the council's intent was during the first reading. The mixed-use development, we just want to ensure that everyone understands that the balcony is overhanging two-thirds of the width of the sidewalk but cannot exceed 6 feet. So even if the sidewalk is longer or wider than that, it still cannot exceed 6 feet. And the measurement is done from the property line to the back of the curb. And that no balcony encroachments allowed in the right-of-way of the state highway, which is Lazelle. As you remember, previously it said county and state, and so the county was stricken from that. Signage and marketing display, retail merchandise outside the front of the building after business hours needs to be condensed to within 6 feet of the store frontage area. There is a condition in there, however, that exempts landscaping products. That was an item that has been discussed, but that is actually included specifically in there. The screening for semi-trailers and metal storage containers that's larger than 144 square feet is effective September 1st of 2019. Just to make sure everyone is clear on that, and that, again, came out of the discussion that we held during the last council meeting. And also, the definition of the screening is the same as what it was earlier in that same section. And also, it denotes that bare chain-link fencing is not allowed as screening, so it needs to be another sort of material. It can't just be chain-link fence to be used as screening. Other than that, there's no significant changes compared to what the first reading was. We did want to point out that there had been discussion, and Mr. Barnier, as well as I, listened to the discussion, and there was a lot of discussion about whether or not the visibility should be from certain rights of ways or whether it should just be from different streets or anything else. However, after listening to the motion, there was no... In the motion itself that was made and voted on and passed, it did not include anything about where the visibility would be from. However, if the council wants to make an adjustment, they could, but as prepared, it simply states it can't be visible.
I reached out to both Mr. Brook and Mr. Carter. I did not get a chance by the time I left for this evening to talk to Mark Brook, but Brian and I did have quite a chat. He's having some cattle trouble. He's home feeding cattle at below zero. And so he asked me if I would bring his message forward. And the best way for me to do that is just to read it. Mike, I've read the new language for the second reading ordinance overlay district, and the only thing I'd like to see changed is the September 1, 2019, perhaps October 1, 2019, to have the semi-trailers and the connect containers removed. The motorcycle rally doesn't get over till mid-August. The Mustang rally is Labor Day weekend, and the Supermoto is September 6th through the 7th. A personal note, the Knuckles really involved in all three of those activities and supports the city of Sturgis fairly well. Really well in the Supermoto. By moving the date, this is Brian again, by moving the date to October 1st, this would give us more time to get this moved by this busy summer. Other than that, I have no problem with the way the ordinance is written. Thank you, Brian Carter.
Thanks, Mike. Any further discussion from council?
Now, is that the one thing that Brian and I did talk about verbally that says isn't in here is he wants to make sure that he's allowed to bring the trailer back in for the rally. And I couldn't answer that.
They would be allowed to as long as you're not bringing it back in for the rally June 1st. If it, you know, was coming back in for the rally after July 15th, then yes.
Somebody that can talk better than I, perhaps it needs to be immortalized that with our standard rally exemption.
Right.
Concur, I think the 1st of October, maybe it would be rally exemption 1 August through 1 October. I don't know. Everybody feels about 2 months, but a long time.
With multiple rallies. How about input from the public on this matter or further council discussion?
So to clarify, we would have it, we would let them move the trailer back in and not be screened for the for that period of time? Okay.
And the current rally exemption would be July 15th through August 15th, basically, is what that...
A couple of things. If the council, and it seems like through the discussion, which I don't think the staff has a concern with, to change that exempt or the date for when the enforcement would begin to October 1st, that would be through this year. And so truly it would be starting in 2020. That starting in 2020 and moving forward from July 15 to August 15, you'd be able to have trailers there or whatever it happens to be. But by August 15, they would have to be moved out each year. And I would even say, just to make sure that it's what my recommendation would be, is on 10F, which includes this, if the council does want to make the motion to strike September 1st and say October 1st, and then say from July 15 through August 15 each year, this provision is...
Any other discussion?
I would move if Mr. Ainsley can repeat that.
So we got a first by Mike. I'll try to summarize it for you, Mike. We got a first by Mike striking September 1 to October 1 on 10F, but also to include, I guess, the rally during the rally period from July 15th to August 15th, that this would be suspended. Go ahead, add to it.
Before I finalize my motion, we will not have this after 1 October of this year. Are we opening ourselves up by doing what I asked? We open ourselves back up for everybody to bring in these type of trailers into downtown in the future.
Right. For this year, for sure.
Just for this year, though. It would not be after October 1st. But, yeah, for the next... 9 months, you are opening, or 8 months.
I can live with that. That's the council can.
So you got your motion? We got a first by Mike?
Yes. A second.
We have a second by Dave. Any last discussion, council or public? This is an ordinance. We better roll call. Terry, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca? Reluctantly, it sounds like Rhea, Ron, and Jason.
Yes.
The second reading passes unanimously. With the amendments, or the striking actually would probably be proper.